Many of the funniest people in the world are graduates of the Second City who went on to join the cast of Saturday Night Live. To list just a few, Chris Farley, Tina Fey, Bill Murray, Mike Myers. And now the two organizations are teaming up to bring a more diverse array of talent to their stages sometime soon. It's being called the SNL Scholarship. And with me to talk about it is Abby Wagner. She is the Vice President of Customer Experience with the Second City. So, Abby, where does an idea like this come from, and why does this seem like the right time to bring it about?
The idea came from SNL themselves. They approached our executive producer, Anthony LeBlanc, and we all together as, you know, an industry, as a community, we're always trying to find more ways for people to get involved in the art that we do. And, you know, there are certainly financial barriers sometimes to taking a class or getting started. So, you know, SNL approached us with an idea to help support financially some students to start or continue their journey of learning. And here we are.
The combination of Second City and SNL, some of the greatest comedic names we've seen over the past number of decades. So obviously people hear that and they're excited about it. I wonder if we can start a little bit more at the grassroots level. Is this about folks who may have some talent but are from a small town, or they're from a diverse background that maybe that's not encouraged for them to give this a shot? Is it really just about making sure that people know the opportunities might be out there?
Yep. You know, it's all of the above. And we hope that over time, we see all of the people that you just talked about. We want folks who maybe at school or at work or in their family are told, oh gosh, you should be on SNL, or you should be on stage, you should be a comedian, and maybe have never been able to find that next step to do that. This is an invitation to take the step, right? If there's been anything that has been holding you back from starting that journey, here's the open invitation to start. And SNL has been clear that they are interested in folks with zero experience to some experience, and that this is going to extend much beyond this first group. This is, you know, going to be a long time program that really invests in new diverse talent.
So whether this is fair or not, there's the perception by some that more of the voices, the faces we see on, you know, some of the programs, whether it comes to variety shows or comedy or whatnot, tend to be not quite as commonly people of color. So I'm wondering, is this something that, is this just sort of part of the evolution of what's going on to make sure that we hear from comedians, we hear from talents that, to use the old phrase, look more like America?
It's a part of it. It's a start of this evolution. And it's, you know, no individual choice or program is going to, I don't want to use the word solve, but it's not going to overnight change the landscape here of comedy and entertainment, but it's work that we're going to have to do every single day with every single group of new talent to make that look clear. And that's from the students that can sign up. That's the way that our stages look and our faculty. And, you know, that goes all the way up to television and movies too. This has to be a constant piece and that we're all working on to make sure that what students and aspiring comedians and aspiring artists see is a reflection of themselves and who they are too.
There is a discussion that, you know, do we need to get more authentic voices out there when it comes to launching a scholarship like this? Is it about finding authentic voices, regardless of where those voices may come from? Because there are some who think, well, let's just get people from different backgrounds. Obviously, more women, more people of color doing this. But we also want them to bring their unique experience and their unique writing, for example, and talents, as opposed to saying, well, we're all going to sort of tell the same jokes, but we look a little bit different.
That's a great question. So the Second City in particular, you know, our brand of comedy is about creating from nothing. And the best way that you can create improvisationally is you start with what you know. So even though, you know, we're an ensemble art form, right? So improvisation and sketch comedy is a cast. So you want to have as many different point of views creating the art, because that's what makes it interesting and that's what makes it funny. If you put together a cast that, you know, all comes from the same experiences and the same background, it's not quite as interesting. And so to make good art, you want everyone to come from somewhere different and have a different point of view. So this helps us also to continue to do that and strive for that.
Is this a fun position for you to be in with SNL, to be launching this kind of thing? Because again, it is, there's stress attached to every job, and people probably think, oh, you work second city. This has got to be so much fun all the time. I mean, clearly, it has the same sort of challenges any other job would have. But to be as part of a launch like this, is this exciting? Is this fun?
Absolutely. It's an incredibly challenging year for the arts. And, you know, we are all faced with theaters that are shut down and things that are different and hard. And there's not enough work to go around for everyone who can do it. But also it's allowed everyone to reset the way that we think and kind of bring back that really like grassroots artist mentality. And I am beyond excited about that. I think it really boils everything back down to the beginning, creating art, creating new, creating from abundance. And I'm thrilled to be at the start of truly saying Second City and SNL are here together to support emerging artists. That's so exciting.
And Abby, the deadline is Tuesday, November 24th. I don't know if you can speculate with me. Any sort of number you're hoping for as far as applicants?
We have had a lot of applicants so far, Steve. So there are people reading. Every application will be read by several people. Every application is going to be taken seriously. And also, everyone may turn into something else too. I mean, I can tell you already that there have been some submissions that we thought, oh, wouldn't they be perfect for this program? You know, maybe something else. So please apply.
Abby Wagner is Vice President of Training Centers and Education Programs for The Second City. We've been talking about The Second City and SNL teaming up for a scholarship launch. Abby, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.